This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now. Have you ever been on a family road trip over summer vacation? Whether as an adult doing all the driving, or as a kid asking, "Are we there yet?" and playing rounds of I Spy, or Punch Buggy if you had siblings? Ow. Well, Central Florida Community Arts Choir is offering the classic road trip vibe without the gas prices or bickering from the back seat at this weekend's show called Road Trip USA. Justin Muccioni is executive director of CFC Arts and also the conductor of CFC Arts Orchestra. In that role, he's known for wearing Converse sneakers with his tux and for an enthusiastic physical conducting style that looks a bit like he's busting some moves. He says this program celebrates America's 250th birthday by taking a musical journey from Broadway to country roads to New Orleans to Hollywood, examining the tapestry of America's identity through its music.
This is a really fun, creative concert for us. We had a local writer write a specific story and script for us. And we try to make sure that our concerts are immersive and engaging and really story-driven. So we have a recently retired couple who are both taking up the tasks you take up in retirement, gardening and hobbies around the house. And then they finally get up the courage to look at each other at some point and admit that they're both miserably bored and they'd like to go see this amazing country that we live in. And so they pack up the RV and they hit the road. And we cover music from across the country in really beautiful ways. So you've got Give My Regards to Broadway in New York, celebrating that part of the country. The choir does a stunning version of My Old Kentucky Home and Shenandoah. You know, we get some music from Chicago, some from New Orleans. We hit up Hollywood with a movies medley. And it's really just a testament to the fact that the entire country is made up of regions and histories and stories and songs that are worth getting out there and exploring.
So among your many roles, you are the conductor of the Central Florida Community Arts Symphony Orchestra, which is the largest community orchestra in the country, correct?
That is correct, yes.
So some of the shows and events that you do are symphonic, and you aren't necessarily working with the choir. What is your favorite part about working together with the choir?
First and foremost, it's the people. Everything we do at Central Florida Community Arts is about community. That's why it's in our name. We bring people together. We believe life is better when we get to experience these things together. So the first part is we love the people. The 300 members of our choir are remarkable and talented and kind and empathetic. And getting them in a room together to celebrate their voices is always an uplifting experience, without question. Musically, there are just some songs that need to be sung. You know, I have always been a conductor and an instrumentalist. I grew up playing the trumpet. I don't consider myself a singer. I leave that to people who are quite better at it than I am. But even so, there's just some music that you need to hear the words. You need to hear the lyrics. You need to hear the beauty of the sound and go, that is coming from those people. That is their voices woven together to create something really beautiful and powerful. And in a lot of cases, you know, how do you not sing along to New York, New York? How do you not kind of just get caught up in some of the lyrics of these songs?
You say you're not a singer, but some people may say that you are a bit of a dancer when you conduct, in that you are fully immersed in the music. Your entire body is sort of the conducting instrument. You move a lot.
So I conduct, our orchestra and our big band. Brandon Fender helps to conduct, in our choir. And we are both known for being, I don't want to say casual or informal, but pretty joyous when we're on the podium. And there's a couple of reasons for that. The biggest is our ensembles are large. The orchestra has over 400 musicians. The choir has over 300 singers. And then there's 45 musicians in the pit with them as well. So in order to communicate something to that many people, oftentimes your gestures have to be a bit exaggerated or very high energy. We also want to make sure as conductors that we are communicating to the ensemble exactly what we want to receive back from them. So I can't be subtle if I don't want the ensemble to be subtle. If I'm expecting joy or articulation or passion or giant crescendos, I need to be able to demonstrate that with kind of my whole body. I'm not terribly tall, so you know I've got to make up for it in the size of my motions and my energy and those types of things. And then the third fun part is oftentimes we love that our concerts are very accessible and that the people who buy tickets to come see us may be extremely experienced going to concerts. They may know and love all of this music, or they might be taking their very first chance on a concert. This might be the first time they've brought their kids or their grandparents or their family with them to come see an experience. And the conductor is a translator, is a communicator. In a lot of ways, people are visual learners. And so when they see a conductor having a lot of fun, it gives them permission as an audience to go, oh, got it. I'm allowed to have fun during this piece. So while I do get up there and bop around because I enjoy it, there's actually some really good reasons why.
If someone wants to become involved in the choir or in the orchestra, how would they do that?
They can check us out online. We're on all of the social media, our website, cfcarts.com. Our ensembles are non-auditioned. They are open to everyone in the choir, 18 and up. There's no auditions. You just fill out a quick registration form so we know how to get in touch with you. We let you know when and where rehearsals are starting, and you are able to just show up and join us. We have members in this choir that are professional singers in town that have sung with the opera, who have sung with the theme parks. We have teachers. We have folks who grew up singing maybe in churches or choirs and are now hoping to get back to it. And we have members of this choir who have never sung in an ensemble before and don't even read music. We provide audio files, CDs of their part so they can learn by rote at home. We make sure rehearsals are as engaging and as immersive as possible so that everyone can participate. So the only step you need to take if you want to join is having enough courage to pop on the website and let us know that you want in, and we'll take it from there.
What would you like people to take away from coming to see this show?
The most important message from this show is that this is your community. This is Central Florida. These performers, these singers and actors and musicians are your neighbors and your friends and your kid's teacher or your doctor or who knows, but they are people that live amongst us that have this beautiful talent that are willing to put it on stage and kind of be courageous together. And that is a beautiful thing. And then in this story that we're telling, it's really about the fact that this can be a stunning country to call home in and to get up and to travel and to go see the sights and meet the people and eat the food and explore what we have to offer here in America is exhilarating. It really, really is. And so just this reminder that your community is powerful and talented and that life is just a little bit better when we choose to do things together. Boy, if you can walk away from a concert feeling that, then we have done our job.
That was Justin Muccioni, Executive Director of Central Florida Community Arts. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.